What is going on, Dad? And welcome to the Betwits, recorded on Sunday, June 20th, 2021. And happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I am, of course, your host today, Drew. That's right, solo. I am running solo tonight. John's off with his family, having a wonderful Father's Day weekend up in a cabin in Colorado, hopefully not getting attacked by wildlife. So he'll be missed because this is my first Betwits, episode 50. We were on episode 50. And I've somehow, you know, went under the radar all the way here, not having to do a solo episode, but my time has come. Father's Day. So again, you dads out there, hope you guys are having a great day. This is kind of like a midday break for me. My time is around 1:30. I had a nice morning, did a big afternoon planned. I did a couple good Father's Day gifts. Of course, I had to add to my Nintendo plushie collection. This time I got two. I got Tingle. Specifically from Wind Waker, and then I got Magic Cooper, you know, the good old wizard of the bad guys. So it's funny because Tingle I got, I told the wife, I said, this is now her fault, because if you look at my plushie collection, it's 98%, 99% Mario Kingdom, I guess you could say, themed, and I don't have any Zelda ones. And I said, you just opened up the floodgates. Where now I'm going to need all Zelda companions to hang out with Tingle. So that's kind of exciting. So now I can add to my plushies. It's great. I also got, I don't know if I ever talked about this on the show, but I'm a big sock guy. You know, very nice dress socks, crazy socks, different things on socks. You know, I have to, obviously have to wear dress socks every day to work. And it was nice. My beautiful family got me two pairs of socks. The first pair having my children's face on it. Incredible. Simple as that. My two children's face blown up nice and large on my socks. And of course, don't tell them this, but maybe my more favorite pair of sock. Of course, my loved dog Goomba. His face, the amazing Goomba is now itched into my socks. Is amazing. I mean, what is this world coming to that you can put people's faces on your socks? It's incredible. So like I said, this is my kind of midday, break from Father's Day. After this, I plan on having a nice seafood feast. I went out this morning for myself, got, shrimp, some teriyaki salmon, swordfish kebab. And of course, I did a live lobster sitting in my refrigerator to go steam. I think we've talked about that before on the show. John called me inhuman that I was killing the lobsters, but hey, someone's got to do it. And then I'm gonna end the day probably with some nice pool. It's about 90 degrees out, and of course the U.S. Open's going on now. Who knows, maybe Rory can make that final push. We'll see. And by the time you guys listen to this, you'll know. So that's it. That's my Father's Day. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm got much more of the day left. As far as the gaming worlds go, I'm still gameless. You know, we talked about it last time a little bit in episode 49 on where I stand with that. And I think I'm just still going to hold off, until Mario Golf comes out Friday. I'm so close. I can taste it. I heavily thought about Age of Calamity. And then I looked at it a little bit more. There's not really any, levels, from what I understand. It's a lot of challenges, new playable characters, a new difficult. You know, I'm not going to go back and replay levels just to play different difficult or new characters. I want, a 10-hour storyline edition. That's what's going to drive me back. And from what I understand, it's not there. If I'm wrong, someone please let me know so I can go play it and I'll buy it. But I believe it's not that. So not really worth my time, I guess you could say. Let's ignore all this stuff. Let's talk about why we're here today to wrap up the last month, a monthly mayhem of Metopia. I would love to hear all your guys' thoughts on this game, because this is the first time I've ever played it, first time I experienced it. I did get the experience quite a bit with my kids and my wife. I will say, if I had to divide the hours played, I think we put close to 50 hours. I personally probably played 10 hours, and I would say my wife and kids split an even 20 hours each. So if I win the random drawing, I don't know if I can take credit for it, but, the wife and kids also don't have to know, and I hope the same thing for you guys. You guys deserve it. So the game itself, this should be really called, Megropia. I feel like it's the game that never ends. You know, you're blindly going around, making your little, you know, holding the controller, and you don't know, you're just jamming buttons, and it's never ending. It's a game that never ends. I thought it ended like four times. We still have not beat it. We are so close. I'm going to say we're within 3 hours. But we couldn't push it over the finish line today. Just couldn't be done. I think the motivation is gone. Maybe that's it. But this game is of a demo, right? So I will say, if you've never played the game, give the demo a try. It's about 5 hours long, which is great length for a demo. And it's everything you need to know, everything you need to do about the game. But that was a fun 5 hours. I played it for free. I don't need to buy the game. Just think about the 5 hours that you play. That's probably 80% of the game that you'll see just on repeat, with obviously different levels and more characters and stuff like that. But for the most part, the mechanics are all shown in the demo. But I will say there were some really fun things with Miitopia, right? I think the map was great, though it was long again. I think there was a lot of, they tried to not do the most common, you know, world overlays. I thought there was fun with the forest, the little fairy forest, and stuff like that. They tried to change up the map style, so I thought that was fun. The gameplay was interesting, I guess you could say, you know, RPG type elements, but the problem I had with it is you only controlled your main character. So though you had a party of four, you know, you couldn't really control what they were doing. So it took some strategy. There was definitely some boss battles I felt like my wife and kid had trouble with, but you know, if you definitely use the sprinkles and you definitely, you know, use the safe spots, there is a little bit of RPG element strategy that you need. You can't just spam buttons. It does take a little bit of that to get through it. And speaking of the characters, I think I really enjoyed the classes, right? There were tons of classes you could choose from, right? From the, for simple as the knight to the cat to the pop star to the cook. My personal favorite, I liked the tank. I thought the tank was a lot of fun. What were some of the other fun ones? There was, you know, the cleric, which I thought was great in the beginning too, a really good healer. So there was, the scientist. I thought that one was really good too. So there was a lot of cool ones. I thought the diversity of that was really fun. Which also along with the classes was, there was a lot of, you know, armor upgrades and weapon upgrades, which I thought was great, that kind of matched your character class, which was a lot of fun to upgrade those and to see. And, you know, I thought that it was interesting with the makeup. You know, you could add all this makeup, which essentially was just more options for the Miis. I don't know why they didn't just put that into the Mii Maker. You know, try to make your characters a little more diverse rather than just having to go add makeup after the matter. It just seemed odd to me. Odd choice. But there was some stuff that I really enjoyed too. You know, the end stuff, the rock, paper, scissors thing. I mean, I felt lucky a lot. I rolled the dice. It was fun. The stupid little wheel that you could, you know, maybe save some money on. And the elements were fine. The game was fine. If the game was like 25 to 30 hours, then it would have been, you know, tremendously better. But overall, it was okay. You know, it was, I didn't really know what to expect. Again, I didn't beat it, so shame on me, but I got close. I will finish it, you know, only a few hours away. And it was fun. I thought even, you know, like the text bubbles and a lot of the conversations between the characters. And I felt like even 20, 30 hours in, there was new things kind of happening, right? So, you know, a character would fall in a hole and kind of be out of the level. Characters would feel sick and, you know, they're kind of out of it for a few turns. There was always kind of new elements. Even like the text between characters and the dialogue, I thought was there was a lot. I mean, I think it was constantly changing. So they did a good job of making it so long and not being repeat in some of those elements. However, the gameplay itself was again, very repetitive. But even the map style, you know, I'm going to reference the Super Mario World, you know, map style where you move around from a little bubble to bubble for each level. I enjoy that stuff. You know, it kind of gives you your own path where you can either play every level and you get the little flag completion, or you can skip a level and each level had the different path. So again, there was a very large amount of content that you could play. I'm sure if you really want to be a completionist, I have no idea, but maybe close to 75 to 100 hours, 90 hours, 80 hours, I don't know. I have to imagine over 75 hours. So there's a lot to do if you really wanted to do it, I guess. So yeah, Miitopia, it is what it is. It was a fun one. But being Miitopia, we only got 8 contestants, which, you know, that's okay. You know, it's nice to have some of the small ones. And all you guys are saving yourself for the next one, which we'll talk about at the end here. So 8 contestants. Ranged from all sorts of different metals, right? And I think that was the theme this month was you had to collect medals, which essentially is achievements or accomplishments. And the problem I had with this was there was no really clear direction on how to get them, really, what to do. Maybe I missed it. I didn't really look too much into it. I know there was a lot that was kind of like hidden behind beating the game and then getting some. So it was tricky. And again, you know, I've put in close to 50 hours and I was probably, I think it was like one third done. So 33% done with the medals. It was a lot of like, you know, eat 10 candy, eat 50 candy, eat 100 candy. Like that's just, it is what it is. So that was the goal. Collect as many medals as you possibly can. I don't have it in front of me. I probably should have been prepared. I think it was like 278, I want to say, is a possible completion. So let's go through the list of people and what place they came in and how many medals they got. So coming in eighth place, Santirod64, one medal. You know what? I respect this. He downloaded the demo. He played it for probably 10 minutes. He got his first medal, and he's done. You put 10 minutes in for a chance to win 10 bucks. Seems like a good deal to me. And that's right, folks. You know, it only takes one lottery ball to win. Next one, seventh place with 8 medals, Text Ray. T-X-T-R-E-Y. I'm going to go with that. Text Ray, right? Yeah, sure. 8 medals. Sixth place, Ebisel with 20 medals. I think he said he also only played the demo. I think that's about capped you out. 20 medals was, I believe, about the most you could get in the demo. I believe that's what I had when I did the demo. In fifth place, myself, Drew, with 90 medals. I feel like I should have so much more than that. But yeah, 90. Fourth place, Phoenix Down had 96. Third place, Dat Fast, 98. Second place, Chris HL 94 Rewinds. I think he tag teamed this one with his son Noah. So congrats to you guys. 120 medals. Touche. However, the first place winner and the $15 eShop prize goes to Nick Tendo with amazing 156 medals. Well done, Nick. Well done. You did something I couldn't do, and I think most people couldn't do. Beat the game. It's just good for you. Good for you. So, Nick, that's right. You are $15 eShop prize. I believe this is Nick's second win. He won back when we did Ring Fit Adventure. So congrats to you, Nick. And now, for the runner-up random prize of $10 eShop credit, again, this is going to be a random drawing, right? Based on how many medals you received. We go right into the random jump number generator and out comes the result. So let me hit this button here. And the winner of the random drawing and $10 eShop prize goes to Dat Fast. Congratulations, Dat Fast. You had 98 medals. You actually finished in third. So you win 10 bucks. So again, both of you guys, you need to go onto Discord, private message Marty. Tell them he owes you $15 and then $10 eShop gift card. Congratulations. Don't tell your kids, just use it for yourself. That's what I recommend. And before we wrap up, guys, I have to start talking about Mario Golf Lead. I am so excited for this. This is bigger and better than anything we've ever done for Dad Death of Darts show, as well as any type of monthly mayhem show, which this is kind of separate, right? This is going to be an 8 to 12 week extravaganza. Registration is currently open, but it closes on Saturday. I think it is Saturday, July 3rd. So please, you have to register for this because I need to start planning out how many people are going to make the playoffs, who's going to be submitting scores every week. I need to know all that. It's simple. I need to know this up front. But this is super exciting. We have over $150 on the table here. The prizes have been announced on Discord. If you haven't seen, the winner of the entire league gets $50. Second place gets $25 and third gets $15. And then we have tons of prizes scattered throughout the season with individual tournaments, random lottery drawings. The league is guaranteed to pay out at minimal five people. But it could be up to like 10 people, depending on if anyone wins twice or whatnot. So, I mean, you got to get in this. It's free to join, obviously. You just have to be part of the Nintendo Dads Discord community, which you need to pay $1 a month. You can Twitch subscribe, whatever else they do. I don't know. Figure it out. If you have questions, let me know. But yeah, I'm excited. We have two individual tournaments, which are going to be independent from the lead. So if you want to do those, but you do need to play in the lead to be able to be eligible. And guys, I got to tell you now, I'm going to spill the beans a little bit. We have a mid-season twist. I'm not going to tell you what it means, but all I'm telling you is halfway through the season, I'm going to be announcing a major twist in the season. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fair. It's going to be great. I think I'm excited to tell you guys what it is and all that, but you're not going to know for quite some time. And the last thing I just want to say, if you're on the fence about this, the way we're doing this is every week is a different match. It's going to last roughly 5 to 6 days per week. And you don't have to play online. I'm trying to make this as simple as everybody. I'm going to tell you guys the rules each week. I'll post a little screenshot on a Sunday night or Monday morning. It's going to say, play this course, these tees, these conditions, you know. And then you just play that course and you submit to me through private message your score. And that's it. Bam. I'm going to save it. I compare it to everybody else. And then you're going to get ranked, kind of like Mario Kart. Mario Kart, you know, whatever, first place gets 15 points, 12 points, 10 points. It's going to be just like that. And every week you can get points based on your placement. And those points are going to carry over from week to week to week. And then depending on how many people we get, we'll have playoffs. Now, playoffs will be online. And you'll have to play online and coordinate that with your opponent. And but it'll be short. It'll just be, you know, a couple matches. You know, we send elimination, so we'll go from there. But guys, that is Mario Golf League. Super excited. Make sure you sign up. We already have 15 people. That's incredible. I want 20. I want at least 20 people signed up. So we have 5 more to go, and we still have over a week of registration time. That's it. That's the Betwits. That's my first Betwits. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And really, that's it. I hope you guys all have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. Next week, John will be back for episode 51. We'll be probably talking about more hot tubs. Who knows? It'll be a lot of fun. So guys, thank you all for partaking in the Monthly Mayhem. Look forward to seeing you in the Mario Golf League. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Dads After Dark Show.
The Dads After Dark Show is a part of the Nintendo Dads family of podcasts. You can subscribe to us anywhere podcasts are available, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Be sure to join us on the Nintendo Dads Discord in the Dads After Dark Show channel for some naughty After Dark talk. Follow us on Twitter at NDadsAfterDark. Ask us a question, and we may answer it on the show. That's all for tonight. Good night, Dads. Sweet dreams.